Hi, thank you so much for joining me today in Enchantment Hour with your host, no other than me, psychic medium Antoinette Zaleski. I want to say thank you for joining me today. It's February 25th. I can't believe it. Actually, my birthday is in a couple of days. Can you believe that? I'm getting old. Anyways, I wanted to tell you what's coming up. March 11th, I'm having another guest speaker with me. It's from Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee Paranormal Investigation Team. But anyways, and I also other things that are coming up here. I'm starting to get involved with my e-classes. Look for them probably in the May time. And also I'm up revising my website, which is coming up in May as well, too, so look forward to that. I want to... I want to tell you a little bit about if you want to join me on my Facebook, you can. And you can go to Psychic Medium Antoinette and click like, and there you go. You can click on and talk to me. You can hear upcoming events that's going on. Everything that's going on is on my Facebook. Anyways, I want to get started, and I want you to introduce to you my guest speaker today. Her name is Kel Ory, sorry so much about that. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So I wanted just to tell our audience a little bit about what you do, if you don't mind telling us your bio, please.
What do I do? I've been an author for, 30 years? Talk about getting old. Been an author for 30 years. Pigeonholed as a health author, fell into it, writing about animals, moved over to people. But relationships and pets as well, and science. I actually have a book, The Man Who Predicts Earthquakes, wrote that back in 2006. I've known him forever. He's a geologist. He taught me everything I know about predicting earthquakes. I actually do it better than him now because I use my intuition. And then I've been on national radio shows, and that's kind of how I fell into being a psychic, telephone psychic for 3 international networks. And I've been doing that for 4 or 5 years right now, which I love. And I do that as well as write books. And I have a Healing Power series, which I fell into as well back in 1999, started off with vinegar, and I've done 5, we're waiting for my 6th one assignment. I've done it on vinegar, olive oil, honey, chocolate, and coffee.
Well, amazing. I really like your energy, and I have to say, as a psychic medium myself, I feel very tuned to you. But I'm very curious about your books that you have about honey, vinegar, oil, and hot chocolate. How did you know, how did you process to say, okay, this is the book that I want to write about, and this is what I want to find out about it?
Actually, it came to me. I usually just go with the flow. It's funny. I mean, I do have a master's in English and creative writing. I always knew I was going to be an author, but I didn't grow up as a little girl saying I was going to write my first book, successful book, The Healing Powers of Vinegar. It came to me in 99. An editorial consultant with Kensington called me. I was a magazine journalist, health journalist at the time, and he said, would you like to write a book for us? On vinegar, and it was his idea, thinking that red wine vinegar would have the same health properties as red wine. It turned out, I did take the assignment. It turned out, though, during my research, it really doesn't. It does have some resveratrol, which can help you stay heart healthy and stave off cancer the way red wine does, but not enough. I had researchers do experiments with it, and it just wasn't enough. But still, it is helpful for you. So my vinegar book covers all types of vinegars, not just apple cider vinegar. It's done very well. It's been translated in 20 languages around the world.
Wow.
It was the best-selling health book in South Korea because they're very up on fruit vinegars.
Mm-hmm.
It's done well. It's had a long shelf life. It's in its second edition, 20th printing and mass market edition, trade cover. And then the others just followed, just being superfoods, things that go back to ancient times.
Yeah, it's amazing how much stuff that is out today actually that went back to ancient times. I mean,
exactly.
Chocolate, has been a fanatic among the French people and all Europeans, actually. And, they even done a they even done a, you know, like a research on chocolate, and it's actually been, you know, around for many centuries. And, you know, as Americans, you know, we kind of don't look into that stuff, like what can be healthy for us. But, you know, chocolate is supposed to be very healthy for you. But it's only, there's certain kinds of chocolates, yeah?
Correct. It's the dark chocolate. It's an acquired taste. It's, if you're not used to it, a lot of people aren't. They prefer white chocolate or milk chocolate.
Yeah.
It's best to kind of start your way up, like go to 40% cacao content, 50%, 60 to 70%. And also, if it's infused with herbs, fruit, nuts, it's even better for you and it tastes better. It's naturally sweetened. But yeah, when I wrote that book, I was in chocolate heaven. I got comped so much chocolate.
I'm a chocolate fanatic myself, and I think I would be absolutely in heaven. I know when we lived in Europe, I mean, you can get the Belgian chocolate. I mean, it was just so, it was so good. So, you know, when I wanted you to join me for my show, and I was like, oh, she does chocolate, something to do with chocolate. I was like, she needs to tell me more about chocolate. I'm a very, very fanatic about chocolate. And, you know, like I was saying, they have done many studies regarding chocolate, and yeah, it's very popular in Europe, of course, and they have really great health benefits for it as well.
Right, right. It was fun receiving all that chocolate on my doorstep, a gift almost every week. I was
so
in heaven.
So did you say that you're coming out with another book? Or?
I want to. Right now we have the coffee book that was really just released in August, so we have to sell those books. We have to sell those books. It did go back to second printing already, though, and none of my Healing Powers books went back to second printing that soon. And the coffee book is offered by the major book club, so these are all good signs. But,
very
you
good.
Know, yeah, but again, we're still in a global recession. So it would be great if we got book assignments immediately after we do another one, but you know, it's sales, so we have to sell more books. But I do think my new book's going to be tea, and I really hope that it is. I'm so priming myself for herbal teas.
I love herbal teas.
Yeah.
And,
I've been telling people, I've been reading that tea is the new coffee. You just can't drink coffee. And when you get older, you can't drink coffee all day and all night. I mean, you have to do it in moderation because of the caffeine. But tea, I'm a devout tea drinker. And so, and I did do a little book on tea in 1999. You know those little books you see at the grocery store by the checkout stand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I did one on that. So I like to write about what I believe in, so I don't bore myself, but I would love to do a book on tea, and I believe that will be the next one. That's my prediction as an intuitive. Callie will be doing her sixth book in the Healing Power series, which it has been called a series. I thought it was just going to be a trilogy. I believe it'll be tea. I really do.
Now, you know, have you tried, when I lived in Europe, I absolutely loved the English tea, because we lived in England and we lived in Germany, and I absolutely loved the English tea. And I know there's different kinds of teas and very herbs, and there was one that I tried that I really actually like was fennel tea.
I've never tried that, but I will definitely
keep that in mind. It's not tart, but it's a very different taste if you're not, you know, if you're used to regular teas like the black teas or the green teas. But the fennel tea was very good, I have to be honest.
I love all teas. I'm really addicted to chamomile tea because it relaxes me. But, you know, I have all different teas in the house, the real teas, you know, like green tea, black tea, which you mentioned. And I have tasted so many other types of teas, but fennel tea.
I recommend you trying fennel tea. Fennel tea is like, you know, if you have some stomach issues, gastro stomach issues, it helps with that as well. And you know, my friend who was from Ireland, actually, she was like, here, try this. And I was like, oh, gosh, you know, like, okay. Because, you know, granted, I'm a tea drinker. I've been doing it since I was a kid because, you know, I'm from Boston. So, you know, it gets very cold there. So, you know, a lot of people drink a lot of hot stuff. And, you know, I was like, oh, this is really good. So I've tried a lot of teas, and I really think that tea in general has a lot of health benefits for you besides, you know, right. the black teas. I mean, yes, black tea does, but I think it's more like the greens and the herbs and the stuff like that that they add to them that add the health benefits. Do you agree, or what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree, and that's why I really want to focus on herbal teas. I do believe my publisher did a book back in 1999 on green tea, which did very well, but there's so many other teas, you know, other than that. Green tea is good. I do have it in the house. It does have a little bit of caffeine, and it does have a lot of health properties, without a doubt, with the antioxidants. But
oh, yeah.
Like you said, the herbs also have, you know, antioxidants and other benefits. But herbal teas, I think that's what I'd rather do than focus on just the main real teas, black, green, and white. I think that's been done to death. I don't think herbal teas have been done as much. And since I did that little book, it's almost like foreshadow. So
I don't think we like actually really focus on herb teas. I think it's more of the, you know, the greens and the blacks.
Right,
but
right.
I think we're becoming more in our society. We're going, oh, crap, we need to kind of get out of this America's obesity. We need to kind of add some different techniques to add to the health benefits. And I think you're going to see in the next year or so, I feel psychically, that we're going to start getting more into the health benefits of eating much better. Maybe the Mediterranean kind of style that you're seeing more come out in the media, but I think there's going to be more of herbology, something of that effect that's coming out.
Right, and the Healing Power series definitely has an underlying Mediterranean diet lifestyle theme. I was afraid of this, of the puppy.
That's okay.
It's okay, let puppy enjoy, yeah.
I know you said that you have this Australian Shepherd.
I do, but he's good. I can't believe it. He was being so good. Let's ignore him and he'll go away. Go
ahead. Like, Mommy, I want attention.
He does. I wasn't going to do the crate, but I did the crate with him, and I love it. It's giving me my life back, except at this moment.
How many animals do you have? How many dogs do you have?
Two.
Oh, okay.
I have a senior Brittany that's on his best behavior that acts like a human, and then I have puppy.
Oh, yeah, like I was talking to you before, the Australian Shepherd, we saw one at one of the Petco stores here, and I fell in love with the dog's eyes, and I have never seen that before, you know, besides like a Siberian Husky or something, but I've never seen that. So I just thought it was absolutely gorgeous, the Australian Shepherd. And I know you said you have a puppy that's Australian Shepherd. That is, she's being very vocal right now.
It's a boy. I'm moving into the other room. Yeah, he's gorgeous. He's a tricolor blue merle. It's copper, black, and gray and white. And I was hoping he was going to have blue eyes like my Siamese cat, but it looks like they're hazel. However, the vet said that they could actually change where he may have one color of each, which I think would be awesome. But we won't know for a few more months exactly what color of eyes he's going to have.
How old is he?
He's 13 weeks. He was born on December 1st.
He's a
Sagittarius. I was so worried that he would get along with everybody, but that's crazy because I'm a Libra. He's being a brat. Because I'm a Libra, my dog's a Gemini. And my cat's an Aries, so. You know,
well,
I'm
a Pisces, and my best friend's a Libra, so I told you I like your energy. But let me just call in, just to let people call, you know, callers know the call-in number. The number is 530-327-7602 or 530-413-7600. You can call in and talk to my guest today, Calorie?
Yeah.
Calorie, that's right. I'm sorry. So, you know, what was I going to say? Yes. So, anyways, about the book, I'm really looking forward to the other book. Do you know when you might have this book come out, the one that we were just speaking about?
The tea book. Right now I've pitched it, but I haven't done a proposal. I've pitched it to my editor. My prediction is by June I hope to have a contract. But again, it's based on sales, you know, and again, it makes sense. Why would you want to do another book if you haven't sold other books and the copy was barely just released? You know, it's been getting cover stories. It was on the cover of Woman's World and Wella Bella Well Bella, which is a huge health magazine. It's getting good coverage, like I said. And it just makes sense. Coffee and tea, honey and tea, it goes with the whole Mediterranean diet. It's just
a
matter of time. And to be honest with you, I really wouldn't want to write a book today because I feel like I'm a dog mom. And I love doing the psychic work, which keeps me busy, three networks. It's easier. So I'm not really ready to do a book. I guess it's like actors. They don't want to do a movie. They kind of want some time out.
Yeah. I understand. I mean, I'm a psychic medium myself, and I work with Best American Psychics, and I enjoy working on there, but I also do my sidekick. What I do is, you know, my business, my psychic readings, and then I also am going to school full-time, so I quite have a lot on my plate as well, too, so I understand what you mean, I just want to, you know, set things aside and do what I need to do this focus on, so I get what you're saying.
Right. I mean, I want to do the book, and I will do the book, but I'm hoping that, I believe timing is good.
Yeah.
And it would be better.
Like, you know, you have to have the time. You have to have that own feeling for it. And if you don't have it, then, you know, it's not going to
I could do it, but I would be so stressed out, because researching those books, it's not just like you sit down, and I'm going to write about tea today. It's like I have to go in heavy research mode. And it's a whole process, and I have to do it in 6 months, so it's pretty intense. Once I learn everything, it's easy. The writing part's fun. It's just learning everything and getting new information, and then writing it in Cali's, that's the fun part, you know?
Yeah. So what? So you work for three different psychic networks. You want to tell us a little bit about that before we go
One's webcam, and I was a little bit shy doing that because I'm somewhat of an introvert, but I do really well at it.
Okay.
Right now I'm multitasking. I'm taking both dogs out. One's a webcam, and it's international, and everybody sees me on camera, and they ask me questions. And it's like a public chat room where they get some free answers, and I get a lot of Test the Psychic, which I love because it's only perfecting my craft. I love it where people are blown away. They'll come in with a screen name, and they're so shocked that I know what sun sign they are, how old they are, where they live. I could tell all that within a minute, even on just online. It's a lot easier on the phone, but it's all the
same.
It
is. I've noticed that, too, because you don't have the face-to-face, and you don't have the anxiety of someone right there. You feel more comfortable if it's, you know, on the phone. It just
But they can see me, but I can't see them. But it really doesn't matter because I like being challenged, and, you know, it's fun to be spot on. Everyone's there, wow. I was channeling someone the other
day.
I was channeling.
What is the company name?
Wait. I was a Spiritum. It's new, Spiritum. I've been with them for 4 or 5 months. But I was channeling somebody the other day, and that I really like to focus and be alone. But I think the system was being quirky, so I was being nice, and I continued the session in the public room, and everybody was, blown away, whoa, I want that. Can you contact my grandmother? Can you do, it was really funny. But it's easy, and lately I've been getting into initials. I never did that before. You know how some psychics will say, I see a person by the name of P or D?
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
in the past couple of weeks, that's been happening.
Well, it means that your abilities are opening up, and your throat chakra is opening up more. I've noticed that because I've been getting more into the chakras, and I noticed that if one of your chakras is not as good as the others, and you do certain things to open them, that's what I really focus on. My Facebook is trying to teach people about chakras, and as you know, I'm also medical intuitive, and I'm also teaching people about medical intuitive as well. And I noticed that if you're a little distant about your talking and speaking, it has to do with your throat chakra. So I think that's
interesting. I knew a psychic advisor that was kind of well-known. She always did the initials, and they never came out true. And I would always say I don't do that, but they just came to me, like I said, a couple weeks ago when people wanted me to channel to people on the other side. And being a health author, I always get the health problems right, which is really easy. But when the initials came to me, and then it was just pretty awesome. Another thing that's fascinating that happened was, it's really spooky. I just walked two dogs. How about that? Talk about multitasking.
They're hiding. Let's go get them.
No, I didn't. The sun's out. It's really nice. It's weird here in Tahoe. But what was I going to say?
You were going to say that a really spooky thing happened to you.
Oh, yeah. This is creepy.
What happened?
Okay, on New Year's Eve, I live in Lake Tahoe. It became a national story. There was this girl, Alicia Burns. Did you hear about that? She ended up, she was at the snow globe where everybody gets together, you know, for the snow, and she got lost, and I felt compelled. For some reason, I had a connection to her. I made the newspaper. She was lost. There was snow on the ground, and people didn't know where she was. So I just felt compelled to call a detective in town, and I've never done that before. And, of course, you know, I really didn't care if he thought I was flaky or not. I just felt this is something I had to do, and I wasn't charging. It just felt like I had to do it.
Yeah.
And he called me back, and I said, okay, here's the read. And I was using the tarot cards. They were not good. They were not positive at all. And then after I told him the outcome of it, I said it's pretty grim, but I wasn't specific enough. He didn't say that. I felt I wasn't. And we kind of left it on a somber note because I think he knew I was right. But then I called back about a half hour later, and I left on his message service that I got images of her dead in the snow. I saw her bare hands. I saw her face up and trees around her. And you may say that's an easy read because, you know, she was snowing and some people thought that she was dead. But then again, most people were still searching for her and being optimistic. But I saw this image very vividly. The next morning, I looked at the Tahoe Trib, which I write for, and lo and behold, right on the cover page, just like I said, it was there. It was really creepy. And a friend of mine, I read for him all the time. He knew that I would not be in good spirits about it because it's like when I predict an earthquake. You know, if I predict a great earthquake and 300,000 people die, how do you give, you know, people a high five? All right, I got a hit. You know,
yeah, no.
I was really bummed out for the whole day. But I felt it was an accomplishment. And I want to do that more. And I also find that I have a gift for finding lost items, which I've done in the past, like a cell phone, a wallet. I found a pet for a woman in Canada. She called me and thanked me. I told her to go back to the woods. I saw another. I actually astro-projected, put myself, you know, remote viewing, put myself where I could actually see a little black kitten that was still alive. She found it. So I'm finding the more I do this, the better I get. It's just like anything. The more you do it, the better you get.
The more you practice, the better that you get off.
Right.
The better
right,
that it is,
right.
You enhance your abilities. And I think that's fascinating. I think that's really great for you. Bravo. I think
right.
That's really great that you're, you know, not only that you're opening up more, but you're also helping as well, too. And that,
right.
You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, we have to clarify this now. You know, a lot of people in the media, you know, oh, you know, psychic mediums. No, there's a lot of people out there like you and I and so many other that actually do this to actually help people. It's not more of the media. It's
right.
Not more of getting money. It's more of making sure that you're helping someone and in using your gifts to do that.
That's the thing. I fell into it because I was on Coast to Coast a lot for predicting earthquakes, forecasting earthquakes. And, of course, you get the skeptics that say, oh, you're negative, nothing's going to happen. And even the host have done that before. And then when the earthquake happens, they call me back like I'm some guru. How did you know? How did you know? And it's not, I'm not doing it to freak people out. I'm doing it because it's what I see, it's what I feel, my expertise, plus being a you know, California, I'm definitely into quakes. I mean, I'm not leaving, so you just kind of, it helps to prepare. I mean, if you know a quake is coming, then you could actually get prepared. So you can help save lives, but you could also save your stuff. And it doesn't freak you out as much. Like we had an earthquake swarm back in 2008, an aggressive swarm that brought seismologists from all around the world to Nevada. It was near Reno, and it was really an aggressive swarm. We're talking about thousands of earthquakes, shallow earthquakes, and I knew that we were going to get a stronger quake out of it. The mayor in Nevada said that, you know, be prepared for a 7.0. I said 5.0 plus, which I had forecasted prior, a month prior when it was all happening, when it just started. And I swear, I knew the day that it was going to happen. I was on a radio show, two of them back to back, and I was really anxious, super anxious. And 11:45 that night, sure enough, it woke me up. I yelled to my brother in the back house, earthquake, earthquake, called my geologist friend. I said, I got my quake. Oh, my God, I got my quake. It was really strong for a 5.0 because, again, it was shallow. And when you have a shallow earthquake, more people can feel it. But it was exciting because nobody really got hurt. There was a lot of damage.
Was
so
it just recently? Because I know there was one recently.
No. Actually, my dog sensed that one. That was a 5.1 south of South Lake Tahoe. And it was really weird. That was in the afternoon. It was widely felt, too. And my dog, Simon, the Brittany, he has a really good track record of sensing oncoming quakes in California. He gets really amped and clingy. And he's been on MSNBC.com. He's gotten a lot of coverage. But anyway, distracted with the puppy, I was taking Simon out, the Brittany, bringing him back in, and all of a sudden, he had fight or flight. He didn't want to go inside the house. And I wasn't thinking earthquakes. I was thinking, what's going on here? Why are you doing this? Come on. He wouldn't go with me. And then I went on the USGS map, and then we just had a 5.1. So he was sensing it, which was pretty awesome.
Huh, interesting. I know they just had one in Nevada because my friend...
Yeah, that was the 5.1.
Her family's from Nevada, and I said, yeah, I just read about the... there was a earthquake in Nevada, and she's like, oh, my God. She started freaking out. What do you mean? I'm like, I don't know. I just briefly read it on Yahoo, you know. And she's like, I got to let you go. I got to call my parents and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And, you know, I was reading that, so that's why I said, you know, was it that one? But anyways, I want to go over to your, I want to talk about your predictions because, you know, we're talking about the
right. Read them to me because I am outside away from the dogs and it's probably 29 degrees, which is so warm now that I'm acclimated here. I'm a Bay Area girl, San Francisco, but the sun feels really good. So, and it's quiet.
Did you say 29 degrees?
Yeah, but it feels like 80. I went swimming yesterday. Yeah.
I mean, 29 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, but that's toasty. I'm serious.
Isn't that, wouldn't that be kind of cold?
No, I'm acclimated to it. I mean, when I first moved up here, I thought, what are you doing? You are a Mediterranean type girl, you know, but you get used to it. You really do.
So you're saying it's really cold, but you feel it's really warm.
Yeah. Totally, yeah, the sun feels good.
Well, I didn't know that, I never been to California, so I didn't know that it gets really cold, but I'm assuming it does because it has all the mountains up there, so that would make sense.
Exactly, I live in a ski resort town, but we really don't have our snow. If we don't get any more, which I predict we're not, it's the worst winter we've had in 100 years. We're in a mega drought. The global warming's really hitting us. They're going to have to rethink what to do with Tahoe because, I don't know, make the gaming industry more popular. You can't really put boats on the lake during when it's cold, but we're not getting the snow at all. You're getting it all. We're not getting it. I'm out in the front yard right now.
I live in Louisiana. My mother's getting it in Boston. It's been, you know, I've lived there for 20 years. You know, I was born and raised in Massachusetts. And, you know, I think for the past month and a half, it was like 9 degrees. And I'm going, that is the coldest I've ever heard of in Massachusetts. I don't remember ever getting that cold. Ever.
You know, it was weird last night. I've been long-term leasing this cabin up here, And I called the management company. This is so funny. I called the management company at 11 o'clock at night, and I said the heater went out. And I go, I'm too lazy to go build a fire. I really was, and I don't want to stoke it all night. And I said, I have a space heater, but, you know, I don't want to do that. I go, the thermostat broke. It's gas heat. So they came out, and are you ready for this? It worked. But I swear it did not, because I turned that thermostat on at least 10 times, and it didn't work. And I assumed the pilot light was out, and you have to have those special types of lighters. You can't just use a match. And I didn't have that. And the guy told me to turn on the heat, and it went on. And I thought, how weird is that? It did not go on. I said, I really didn't want you here. He goes, I believe you. I go, well, why did it do that? Isn't that strange?
I do. I mean, I think a lot of things are strange. For an example, this weekend, I have to tell you this, and you can tell me if this is strange.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago, I went on a paranormal investigation with a local group where I live in Louisiana. And now, granted, I've never been on a paranormal investigation before. I only do readings, and I do cleansings for houses. And, you know, I do the medical intuitive. So, I was like, I want to go try one. So I went, and... But anyways, the leader of the investigating team was like, can you please call the client and tell her to stop calling me? And I was like, what? I was like, I don't think she's calling you, but okay. And I was telling her, and he's like, this is like numerous times. And I'm like, what do you mean numerous times? He's like, about 20 times. And I'm like, that just seems a little odd. Because, you know, she's waiting for her data and her report, you know. And I was like, okay. Well, that night, I think it was that night. Yes, it was that night. I received a phone call. Now, when you talk to this woman, this client, you can't hear her because her kids are in the background are screaming, and, you know, you can't hear her. I received a phone call from her house, and it was static. And I'm going, what the heck? That's weird. That was like at 6:50 at night. And I called her. I said, did you just call me? And she goes, no. And I'm like, that's just strange. So then about 11:50, another person in the investigating team received the same phone call from her house, and it was static. And another one about 1 a.m. in the morning received another phone call, but it was more like muffling in the phone. And she got mad. The investigator called her and said, why are you calling me at 1? And, you know, Elizabeth was like, you just woke me up. What are you talking about? And so my point is like, wow, I seeing that I've been doing this for a long time, I didn't know that spirits can communicate through the telephone. Did you? Because I didn't know that.
I know they can communicate in different ways. The other night I had a client and they wanted me to channel into their grandmother on the other side. And I really had a good connection, and it was creepy. I don't know if you get this, and I don't know what you really call it. I call it like an orgasm through the body. Do you get the chills?
Did you say an orgasm?
Yeah, but it feels like
I think
like
that's
that.
So funny. But what is it that you mean? Like, how do you get like an
when
intense feeling?
When I connect to somebody from the hereafter, my whole body gets chills, and it's like an ongoing orgasm, and it's creepy, and I try and go with it. It's not a pleasurable effect. It's kind of... It's icky. It's can't explain it. You've never had that for your whole body.
When I channel, because I'm a mental medium, and when I channel, I get like this rush of feeling that I get when I connect with somebody. So I kind of understand what you mean by orgasmic, like, but I get like a rush of feeling, and like when I get into that mode of channeling, it's like I'm not here. It's like I'm in a different dimension. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. That's why I was saying when I had to finish up in the public room, I really didn't like it, but I just tuned them out, and I was strong enough to do that, but I prefer to just focus. And I remember we had glitches in the system when I first did it for her to channel into the grandmother, and I was getting very frustrated. It was like writing. It's the same thing as writing. You're in the creative process, and you don't want to be bothered, and the system kept freezing up on the webcam, and it was ruining my trip. So I had a temper tantrum. I was very temperamental. It's just like if I'm writing a chapter in Kali's, that's what I love to do. I'm in my creative mode. Leave me alone. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, As Good As It Gets, but Jack Nicholson, there's this wonderful scene when he's interrupted writing his novel, and he just lets the guy have it. You know, don't ever bother me when I'm writing. And that's how I am. And I got that way when I was interrupted because I was, you know, the energy came to me, and I just didn't, I wanted to go with it. And
connection, and if you didn't go with the connection, you would have lost it, and you would have been like, gosh, darn it, I was
right,
in the
right.
middle of having this connection. And then,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Right.
I totally get what you're saying. But, no, I was just wondering, I just, you know, I kind of seemed dumbfounded, but I was like, I didn't know. Because, you know, I don't do the paranormal in that sense. I do it more of a spiritual sense of helping people, and, you know, so I don't know it on that side. And then I kind of think, you know, they're probably looking at me like, you don't know that, and you speak. I don't, because, you know, I know they can speak through other things, but I didn't know the phone, you know. So that was my weekend, and I was like, that's just strange, you know. And, you know, the person of LA Spirits was like, yeah, I've had that happen tons and tons of times. And I'm like, well, that's just weird. But I found it with the spirit that I've been working with in the person's house. I found it that it's very prankster, it's very jokey, and it's because it's a child. And so that was what happened over the weekend, and I just thought it was actually fascinating. On a scientific note, I think it's very fascinating. But on a spiritual note, I'm thinking this spirit needs to go to the other side. It needs to realize that it's lost, and it needs to leave this family alone. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, but, you know, it's true. True, I agree with everything you say. And, yeah, I don't doubt that at all. I was telling these people, the father and daughter that wanted me to connect to their grandmother, that she was giving signs and to please look for them. And they wanted me to do all the work, you know, just tell them what she's saying. They didn't want to do any work themselves. But I told them that the grandmother's been giving them signs, and I mentioned a clock. And to start watching clock, a watch, something's going to happen. Then all of a sudden she said, oh, my God, the clock. And then she started telling me how the clock was being really weird a couple days prior. It's really, and again, it's like predicting earthquakes. When something like that happens, you think, God, wow, how did that come to me? You know, it's fun and it's amazing. So if you ask me right now if I can continue working the three psychic networks or write the T-book, I'd have to say my heart's really with the psychic stuff. Not that I'm going to stop being a writer, because that's what my identity is. I am an author. I have been forever. But I don't know. You know, you get bored with anything. You know,
yep.
Anything becomes a job. And right now, like I said, I really like working. I'd like to work more with detectives, and I love finding things. So.
Well, you know what would be a good site for you? Because it's, so when you work on these websites, you don't get paid for it. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, I definitely get paid.
Oh, okay.
The webcam is a public thing where we just have to, we can give a free answer, and then you just kind of like prove yourself, and then you get into a private reading. The other two phone psychic networks, they call me. So, no, we definitely get paid without a doubt. Yeah.
Okay. What I was going to say, too, because I'm also involved with where I live, I'm working with one of the anchor men trying to find a missing person that's been dead for quite some time, like 14 years. And I got involved with findme2.com. And it's out of Arizona. And it's with a detective that, you know, he helps find all these missing people. So maybe, you know, after the phone call, I can give you more information if you really want to do a remote viewing.
Oh, yeah, that would be fascinating.
You don't get paid for it, of course, to volunteer, and which I love because, you know, I don't mind doing that. That's what we're supposed to be, you know, that's what I feel that I'm supposed to be doing is helping volunteering-wise, and I love it. You know, he sends me stuff, you know, and I pick up what I need to do, and then I send him stuff back, and it's I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. It gives you credibility, but also it knows that you're helping. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
That
the way
at
I
the
felt
end, you feel like, okay, I've done something that's really
you know
good.
What's really strange, too, though? That girl I felt a connection to, the one that died in South Lake Tahoe, and this is very odd. She was 19. I guess maybe she reminded me of me when I was 19, kind of little hippie girl hitchhiking around. I had no, and I'm really a dog person. I always have been. And I hitchhiked around across America when I was 19 with my dog. So after I talked to the detective and told her the outcome of what was going to happen and then it happened, all of a sudden I saw these pictures of her on Facebook. She had a dog, and the dog's name was Sky. And this is really bizarre because my new Aussie was already named Sky. Blue, but I had changed it to Skylar. And Skylar actually means scholar and protector. And I thought it was very uncanny to see her with her dog with that name. I mean, that's weird.
Well, it just means that you guys were connected on some soul level,
right.
And I think that's fascinating.
Right, right.
But anyways, I just want to go in, if you want to tell me a little bit about your predictions, because, you know,
read
fascinated about that. So
go ahead. You have it in front of you. I'm outside in the sun, so read it to me, and I'll tell you why I said it or what I feel about it.
Oh, yeah, okay, not a problem. But again, I want to say thank you for joining me today because I really enjoy hearing about how you began doing your journey, writing, being an author, but also being an intuitive as well. Again, if you want to call in and speak to Kellery, you can call 530-327-7602 or you can call 530-413-7600. Again, I'm here with my guest, Kellery. And we're talking about how she started as an author, and also she's going to be telling us here in a few minutes about her world predictions and her predictions that she, her forecast for 2013. The one that I have is the, what I'm looking at now, it's majority about earthquakes. Now, majority of that you're saying is in California, but is it anywhere else besides just California, or is it just in this area in California?
Usually I make earthquake predictions for other regions. For instance, the 9.0 quake, the great quake in Japan, I did predict that in a roundabout way, and I did get a lot of attention for that, where the producer of the Man Cow Show called me at 4 a.m. back on, what was that, March 11th, when that Japan quake happened and tsunamis. I had predicted on his show earlier that year that there would be great quakes in the Pacific Ring of Fire, which Japan is, and there would be tsunamis, plural. And when they called me that morning, they treated me like I was this goddess. How did you know? And I was so sleep-deprived because I was getting slammed with emails from the tsunami organization, you know, because there were supposed to be so many tsunamis. And I was half asleep, and I do have an earthquake website where we all predict earthquakes. And I said, has the tsunami hit Hawaii yet? Has it hit Hawaii yet? And it hadn't, but they were kind of wild that I did get that right.
Wow,
that was pretty scary. But on that article that you're looking at that was published in a magazine in January, look down past the California quakes. Didn't I make some predictions? I think the Alaska, go all the way down to the bottom.
Yeah, no, I see it's Alaska near Anchorage or the Aleutian Islands.
Aleutian Islands in Alaska, I believe they're overdue, and I'm saying that a great quake could definitely happen there, which could spawn a succession of quakes along the West Coast. I don't know if I predicted it there, but I do believe the Cascadia subduction zone from Alaska, Canada, Northern California, Washington, that whole area is ripe for a 9.0. That definitely could happen this year, as well as Southern California. I was saying a tsunami, which is possible. We did have a 6.3 offshore back in December of 2012, but we dodged a bullet. It wasn't bad. I think it was too deep, so it did not cause a tsunami. It could have been a foreshock. Without a doubt, Southern California and Northern California are so overdue. The Bay Area, either or, we're all kind of waiting for that to happen because we're just in a huge seismic lull. Not good because the tension hasn't been released.
I think it's fascinating. I mean, you know, a lot of psychic mediums and kiddos like yourself do predict world events, and I just think it's absolutely, you know, it's fascinating that you work with a geologist as well. And also, on what I'm looking at, I'm looking at your weather events, your health care, and your economy. You want to elaborate on those a little bit?
Sure. Do we have a caller? I think I heard that we had a caller in incoming. Does a caller want to ask us a question? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I did. I heard from support that we have a caller.
Oh, okay.
There you go. There's your telephone, psychic stuff. No, I think you didn't have
it. Okay.
The caller's online.
Caller, go ahead. This is Antoinette. I'm here with Kellery. Go ahead. Ask your question, please.
Hi. I've been sick for the past almost a year, and I'm just wondering, how do I get out of it, or what exactly is wrong with me?
What day and month were you born?
Day and month, May 6th.
You're a Taurus. You've been sick for a year. Does it have anything to being autoimmune? Is it something with your immune system?
I feel it is, but the doctors haven't said anything.
Are you tired?
Exactly.
Are you tired a lot of the time?
Yes.
So maybe chronic fatigue. Can you speak up a little bit louder?
Yes, it's a lot of fatigue, actually.
Yeah, I am picking up that. Are you in your 40s? How old are you?
I'm 37.
That's pretty close, 37. You've had blood work done, correct?
Yes.
And it's come back negative, correct?
It hasn't come back negative. I mean, I'm not really fighting much. I'm low calcium, and
I was picking that up. Some vitamin deficiencies. What you're having, you're a little bit young to be in perimenopause, correct? Or have you gone through that? Have you gone through early menopause? I'm going to say it's a vitamin deficiency, maybe chronic fatigue syndrome as well. Are you exercising at all?
A little bit. I just started going to the gym.
Good. You need to up your exercise aerobics, without a doubt. I don't believe what you're going through is life-threatening at all, but I believe that it's troublesome because you don't have your natural energy that you like to have. But I believe that you're going to get it back. I don't really believe in vitamins and minerals, even though I have a book, Doctor's Orders, out on that. I just believe in a nutrient-dense diet. If you can up that, with fortified foods, you know what I'm saying, like all natural orange juice, but fortified with calcium, which you did mention, with vitamin D, fortified cereals, if you start doing that, and if you start doing aerobics, drinking more water, tea, maybe coffee with the antioxidants in the morning in moderation, I believe you're going to feel 100% better. I feel it's going to pass.
I also feel that she has a deficiency in vitamin D as well.
Right, and I mentioned the orange juice where she can get that, definitely.
I'm also picking up medically intuitive that there's some in her area of her gastro as well. I'm feeling some areas in there that's discomforting for her. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of discomfort in that area, and I feel that you need to add more of these vitamins, and I feel this is kind of flush you through. I feel that if you're not eating the proper nutrition for your body, it can kind of plug you up and kind of your gut kind of gets, like, stuck, and nothing can flow through what it's supposed to be. And
I'm picking that up, too, that she could be. Are you a regular? I was going to say, are you irregular at times?
But I'm also picking up, it's like she has a lot of anxiety as well, too. And I think it has to do with her health concern that she's worried about. I don't feel it's anything life-threatening on my part. I feel that you need to add some more, nutrients that is effective for you. And I feel everything's fine. I just think that you're nervous about this because you think it's more, and it's not.
Right, she's perpetuating it. Do you eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, yes or no?
Medium.
You need to up that. You need to uptake your fiber intake. It'll make you more regular. It'll make you feel more energy. I would say go semi-vegetarian, not vegan, but semi-vegetarian right now. It really takes an art to be a good vegan, a healthful vegan. So I'm saying go semi-vegetarian.
And trust me, I would never be a vegan because I like meat too much, but I like the good meat. I like fish and I love chicken. Do you have any other questions for us, sweetheart?
Actually, I've been on a journey myself to find out who I am and what I do on the other side. And I kind of ask myself questions when I go to sleep.
So you're trying to connect with your higher self, and you're trying to connect with your spirit guides as well?
Yes.
Okay. Kellery, you want to go with that one, or do you want me to?
No, not a connection there. You go for it.
No, you go for it. You're my guest. I love you, girl.
No, I'm not tapping into her energy on that one. No, that's why I decided to pass that.
Well, thank you. No, I will. What's your name again, sweetheart? I'm sorry, I didn't think you had a name. What is it?
My name's Karen.
Karen. Okay, Karen. Okay, I feel that you have two spirit guides. I feel one is a female and one is a male. And I feel that your higher self, it's like you're getting there, but you're not quite there. And I feel that you need to start connecting within yourself. You need to start to let it go and just let it come freely. That's what I'm picking up. I feel that I get a lot of children around you. I don't know if you're supposed to work with children or you're really good with children, but I get that energy around you. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
So I feel that that could be part of what you're supposed to be doing on here, on the earth plane, is helping with children, doing something, being proactive with children. But I feel that's your connection. But I also feel there's other things for you. You're very creative, too, artistically very creative. And I feel that you've put a lot of things on the side that you need to kind of bring back in. And I feel once you do bring this in, I feel you're going to be more connected with your higher self and also connecting with your spirit guide.
Oh, okay.
What type of work do you do, or are you on disability right now? Are you working or disability?
I was going to school, but right now I'm just babysitting kids. And on the side, I do paint and sculpt. But I
so you were right.
On the side.
Yeah, she's
you
very
were right
creative.
About her.
She's very,
yeah,
very
you
creative.
Tapped into that.
She's very creative, and she loves children. She has a niche for kids. And, you know,
right.
I've noticed, though, with most Taurus women, they're very good with children. Very. They have that intuitiveness with kids, and it's like they're on that same level. And I just, I love her energy, but I think she's a lot of, she has a lot of stress about with her health, and I think she needs to kind of back away from that and realize that if she adds these nutritions that you have told her, I think she'll be fine.
I do, too. Plus, Taurians are known for their perseverance and hang in there and patience with kids as well as yourself. The kids are giving you energy, just like the puppy. I have to get up at 5 a.m. every morning, but I'm doing it. It kind of goes with one and one with the other. The kids are giving you energy.
Exactly.
So that's good that you are still working. And they're keeping you busy. You just need to improve your diet and exercise, as simple as it says, because of the vitamin deficiencies. I really feel it'll pass. But that was a good catch on the creativity and the children. I would have never gotten that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
Is there any questions that we can help you with, Karen?
Well, you were saying about the art. If I do go through with the art, because I just felt like maybe it's not where I'm supposed to be.
I understand what you mean by that, but I definitely do feel that your creative side is doing artistic stuff, and I feel that you need to get back into that or do that more. And I feel that artistically with you, that would make you creative. Will bring out more of your intuitive side, and you know, there's a lot of people who. You know, some psychics and some mediums, that's all they do is draw, and that's all they do artistically, and that's how the intuitive stuff comes out. And I feel that's one of your ways that you can draw in that energy of being more intuitive is through your art.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad you called in the show, The Enchantment Hour, and we're here with my guest. I appreciate you calling in very much.
Thank you for both of you.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You do the same. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Calorie, for helping me with that.
You were good with that. That's why I'm going to ask you a question. I was going to ask you a question about the tea book, but I kind of already know the answer to that. What color are my dog's eyes going to be? Because you're a Pisces. Within a couple months, we'll know for sure. I'll give you choices. Will he have one of each, like a hazel and a blue? Will he have brown? Or will he have hazel?
I think he'll have hazel because I'm getting the green feeling.
That's what I'm thinking, too. So you don't think he'll have one of each?
No, I get more of the green. It came to my mind, so I have to go with green.
Some people that are looking at him in the sun, they say it's marbled, where they see a little bit of blue with the hazel.
Huh. Interesting.
Which they can have the marble.
So before our show ends very shortly, I want to know more about your predictions because I know that...
Okay, go ahead. Read them to me. What else did I predict?
With health.
What did I say? Go ahead. You have it in front of you. I don't. I'm out in the beautiful California sun.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it now because I was like so in tune with that person. I'm going, crap. Basically, it just says that due to natural causes, diseases, people will begin to be more reliant and get more prepared for taking care of their own health, like we were talking about that earlier. Home cooking, eating healthier, stuff like that. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, you've and got to do that. It's very frustrating. As a phone psychic, I have a lot of Canadian callers, and I'm very envious of their healthcare system. I'm in healthy tier one. I'm 60. I do not look it, and I'm in healthy tier one, but I'm frustrated paying $600 a month for what? For premium. So basically, I practice what I preach. I exercise, and I eat nutrient-dense foods, and I take care of myself. The healthcare company says they're taking care of me. That's crap. They're not taking care of me. I'm blessed to have good genes and taking care of myself. We need to stay more self-reliant. If you start smoking because you're stressed out and over-drinking and not sleeping and not exercising and eating junk food, you're going to pay for it with diabetes too, with obesity, all those problems. I don't have any of those problems. So I believe it's a trend. Like you were saying earlier, people are going to be forced to become healthier. If they don't, you know, it's the survival of the fittest. It's just, it's the way it is. We're kind of going back to the 70s, kind of. In the 70s, I remember in grad school, you know, jeans and t-shirts and rice, brown rice and veggies and, mm-hmm. you know, lots of water. We're going back to a minimalist that is healthier, kind of like the caveman diet, nuts and berries, and foraging is a trend. I think I mentioned that as well. So, and even some of the big companies, they're healthying up their companies and their foods. Like we were talking about, tea is a trend. It's the new coffee. Diet soda is on its way out. There's been new studies saying on how unhealthy it can be for you. So I believe that people are going to be forced to get on the health bandwagon. I mean, even the White House is doing it, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing for the universe.
I think it's fabulous. I think it's, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, because when you said Diet Coke, I'm going, there's my Diet Coke right there. But, you know, I think, you know, like as I was telling you, I'm going to school for my bachelor's in psychology, and we're learning about that this week, actually, by biological ancestors adds to your, you know, when you get old, you know, what, how do you get old? What is it? Is it genes? Is it biological? And, you know, I think if you have good genes and your behavior, I think both of them combined can make, you know, if you have good genes and your behavior, like eating healthy, when you get older, I don't think you'll have as a lot of problems as, you know, a lot of people who have diabetes and have problems
That's
like that.
That's true. You can be genetically predisposed to certain things. Like my mother was type A personality. So am I. Goal-oriented, impatient, workaholic. Now, that can lead to heart disease. We have studies to prove that. However, I counteract that by, because I stayed lean, 117.55, I exercise. I got the puppy to keep me exercising. I can fight my predisposition and keep my BP down. So just because you're predisposed doesn't mean you can't counteract it by a healthy lifestyle.
Yes, and true, and your behavior as well. If you behave your modification, that will
right.
also help with that as well.
Right. By de-stressing
yeah.
in a healthy way
mm-hmm.
rather than an unhealthy
Meditating,
way.
Meditating, a lot of those
Correct.
Things you can entwine in your daily activities, which will add years to your life and longevity. But again, you know, you can have someone that, you know, like Superman's, what's his name, Christopher Reeve's wife. She never smoked a day in her life, and she had lung cancer, and she died.
Right.
So,
right,
you know,
right.
I do think it's behavior, and I also think it's genes. I think it's based on DNA, and I think, you know, and it doesn't go here. It goes back to many, many, many years ago, thousands of years ago.
Right, I agree.
Thousands of years ago. So I think a lot of things add to that and contribute to that. But anyways, I wanted to say thank you so much for calling. We're almost coming to our end of our show. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show today, Kelly.
If anybody wants to have a reading with me, they can
come
to my website.
Yes, if anybody wants to have a reading with Kelly, you can contact her, and she's going to tell you in a few minutes, and also on Facebook, too, yeah?
Okay, my website is www.cal, like California, O-R-E-Y.com. You can pay me through PayPal. I'm very, we can negotiate on the fee, or you could watch me on Spiritum. It's one of the networks I work for, and the other two, what are they? Psychics Interactive, and I can't think of their name, Psychic Power Network. Psychic Power Network. Those are the three that I work for, so whatever works for you, you could come visit me. And there you go. There you go.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Okay, and let's think Hazel for the doggy's eyes.
I think it's going to be Hazel. I really do. But I want pictures, though. Send to my email. I want to see this beautiful
Australian. Oh, he's adorable.
Star.
You could just look at my blog on calorie.com. Just click on the blog and scroll down, and you'll see me
exactly.
with the puppy. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really enjoyed you having you on my show, and I look forward to in the near future. Hopefully you will come back. Yes?
Of course, of course.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. So,
okay.
I want to
care.
Say thank you to our caller that came in today, Karen. You know, it was a blessing for you to come in, and we were more than welcome to help you. And again, look for me on March 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to be here with my guest, Memphis, Tennessee Paranormal Investigation Team. I look forward to speaking with you guys again. And again, come back on March 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much. Until next time, have a very blissful day. Thank you.